tie, you know. He said, I got some patch, some coat patch.
Coat patch.
Yeah. And so he said, I'll help you patch. I said, no, that's all right, let me get it, you know. So I grabbed the jack, you know, started the jack. No, he said, get off, I'll get it. He got the jack, jacked the car, so I grabbed the lug wrench. Was going to take the lugs off. And just about the time he cleared the ground, I broke one lug, you know. And he said, my friend, so I get. So he took off. To make a long story short, he took that tire off that was flat. Took it back in his garage, and he had some of this old coal patching like they used to use, you know, on tires. In other words, you put the glue on it, you know, and cut the patch out,
yeah.
Cut the corners off,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
Then roll it out. And he put that thing on there and had one of them old, what we called a bicycle pump, you know, a little hand pump. And he put that thing back on there, fixed that tire, changed it, put that pump on there, and pumped it back up, put it back on there, and wouldn't let me, every time I'd start to do something, he'd push me out of the way. No, my friend, he said, you get dirty.
Good job.
And he fixed that tire. Well, when he got through, I felt so useless, you know. Here I am, trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And I reached in my wallet. I asked him, I said, well, how much owe you? Well, no, you don't owe me nothing. You don't owe me anything. So I finally pulled out a $5 bill, you know, and I just shoved it up, and he's still on the tops of his pajamas, and I shoved it up in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he got offended. And he pulled it out and gave it to me, you know, and he said, I tell you what, my friend, he said, you come back through, he said, I'll let you buy me a beer. Wouldn't take any money.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I want you to know I certainly appreciate this. So I made it my business to go back through there, you know.
Yeah. Not like you were.
Give it. Well, I'd go back, and I'd made several trips down in there. And the next time I went down there, and I'm not a drinking man, but I flat had a few beers with that fella, you know.
Yeah.
Because I really and truly appreciate what he does.
Yeah.
But
those people are.
They
like
just
that
way. If they like you, they like you.
Yeah. I like having fun too, man.
It's, like I said, you can go down and talk to those people, and they'll just tell you some stories that's just out of this world.
Yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I don't know if we'll probably be down that area, but I will be down much there. If you say to a naughty child, you might say, you're going to get a...
I'm going to get a spanking or a whipping.
A spanking or a whipping. Do you have any other words for it? The way people are in these holidays, you know, just come in here and steal everything.
You are... In other words, when you speak of a naughty child, you get a...
Yeah, you told me
get a whipping, or you...
You told me one word for it, I remember, I think it was...
How you're gonna tear them up, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you might say, Bob's 5 inches taller than he was last year. My Bob, you certainly have... Bob certainly has.
He's grown.
And he's grown up.
Grown up.
Okay. Now, what about a child that's born to an unmarried woman? What you call that?
Illegitimate child.
Illegitimate child?
Okay.
Do you have any jesting names for it? Or folks ever have funny names for it? Go ahead,
bastards. Yeah, they just say that little bastard. You know,
yeah.
He's a little bastard.
Do you have any other ones? Do you know any other, like, funny names for a person who was a bastard or an illegitimate child? Did anybody say he's a...
Can't remember.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
All right.
Other than...